me to show you this. If you were downtown at an intersection where two streets crossed each other like this, like one going that way and one going that way, and you wanted to get from this corner to this corner, and instead of going with the light from here to here to here, you just went across like that.
Yeah, you're jaywalk.
Jaywalk. Could somebody say that he crossed catty-cornered like that?
Yeah, that would be catty-cornered.
What would, you know, this thing that you used to see for transportation in cities that was on rails and had a wire overhead?
Yeah. Streetcars. Can't think what the other was called. But
Trolleys.
Yeah.
It's a here in the Queen, where the courthouse is. You call that the
square. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, what about, you know, the reference, what you call the city where you have the courthouse? You say it's the of the county.
County seat.
What would you say that the police in a town are supposed to maintain?
Peace.
Or
order. Like,
talking about religion and the church and all that, you say that when somebody becomes a member of the church, you say he
joins the church.
And when you go to church, you go to pray to
God.
And you say that the preacher preaches a
sermon
or
message.
What would you say that the called the being that's supposed to be the opposite of God?
The devil.
Heard any other names for the devil?
Well, you know, old Satan. I can't think of them right now, but I've heard old Scratch.
Old Scratch. Well, what about these things, you know, that people claim they see around graveyards? Sometimes.
Ghost. Yeah.
Or they think that they've gotten in a house somewhere. They say the house is
haunted.
You know, if you met a friend of yours on the street downtown, something that you might say to him in the way of greeting him and inquiring about his health, you'd probably say,
"How you doing?"
Would you ever say that to somebody you didn't know?
Oh, you might. Most of the time, though, you'd say hello, how's things going, or something like that.
I see. We're talking about greeting. How would you greet somebody around December 25th? You'd say,
you mean like Christmas gifts?
Right.
Yeah.
Or you might say, well, I hope you have a
Merry Christmas.
Well, what about greeting somebody around January the 1st? You'd say, I hope you have a
Happy New Year.
I say, if your wife had to go downtown to get some things at the store, she'd say that she had to go downtown to do some
shopping.
And if she bought something, the storekeeper would say he put it in a piece of paper and
in a bag.
And he did what to it? He
wrapped it.
And when she got home, she
unwrapped it.